Imagine a world where a single encrypted message could determine the fate of nations, where mathematicians wield more power than armies, and where brilliant minds engage in silent intellectual warfare. This is the fascinating reality of cryptography, the ancient science of secret communication that has shaped our world in profound ways. From the execution of Mary Queen of Scots to the Allied victory in World War II, the ability to create and break codes has repeatedly altered the course of history. The eternal battle between codemakers and codebreakers represents one of humanity's longest intellectual arms races, with each breakthrough in security inevitably followed by an equally ingenious method of attack. In autumn 1586, Mary Queen of Scots stood trial for treason, her life hanging by a thread, or, more accurately, by an encrypted letter. Believing her correspondence secure, Mary had freely discussed plans to assassinate Queen Elizabeth I. England's spymaster, Sir Francis Walsingham, needed irrefutable evidence to convince Elizabeth to execute her royal cousin. Secret communication has existed since ancient times. While steganography conceals a message's existence, like hiding writing under wax, cryptography hides its meaning through encryption. Even if intercepted, an encrypted message remains unreadable without knowing the scrambling protocol. The substitution cipher dominated secret writing for centuries due to its simplicity. However, the breakthrough in breaking these ciphers came from Islamic scholars during the Abbasid Caliphate. Al-Kindi documented frequency analysis, counting letter occurrences in normal text to establish standard frequencies, then matching the most frequent cipher symbols to common letters like E, T, and A. Thomas Phillips, Walsingham's master cryptanalyst, methodically deciphered Mary's correspondence with Anthony Babington using frequency analysis. When he uncovered their assassination plot, Mary's explicit approval effectively signed her death warrant. Despite maintaining her dignity at trial, the deciphered letters proved her guilt, and on February 8, 1587, she was beheaded, her fate sealed by a broken cipher. After Mary's execution exposed simple cipher weaknesses, Blaise de Vigenère developed a system using 26 cipher alphabets. A keyword determined which alphabet to use for each letter, preventing frequency analysis by varying how plain text letters appeared in code. The Vigenère cipher, though powerful, saw little use for centuries due to its complexity. Meanwhile, governments established black chambers, specialized intelligence centers for intercepting diplomatic messages. Vienna's Geheime Kabinettskanzlei processed hundreds of letters daily. Charles Babbage eventually broke the Vigenère cipher by analyzing repeated letter sequences to determine keyword length. Though he made this discovery around 1854, he kept it private, likely to preserve British intelligence advantages during the Crimean War. As professional cryptography plateaued, public interest surged. The telegraph era brought encryption to civilian life, with Victorian couples sharing coded messages in newspaper agony columns. This cryptographic fascination influenced popular literature, from Jules Verne to Sherlock Holmes to Edgar Allan Poe. Radio's invention in 1894 created a security paradox. Wireless transmission meant messages could reach both intended recipients and enemies. This vulnerability proved decisive in World War I, where French cryptanalyst Georges Painvin broke the German ADF-GVX cipher to help repel a major offensive. The British interception of the Zimmermann telegram in 1917, revealing Germany's secret alliance proposal to Mexico, helped draw America into the war. Post-World War I, scientists developed the one-time pad, a theoretically unbreakable system. However, its practical implementation stumbled on two challenges: generating truly random keys and distributing them securely. This led to mechanical solutions, notably the German Enigma machine. Created by Arthur Scherbius, this electrical device combined a keyboard, rotating scrambling disks, and a display board, offering an astronomical 10 to the 16 possible encryption keys. Poland, positioned between hostile Russia and Germany, maintained vigilance after World War I while other allies relaxed. Mathematician Marian Rejewski cracked the enigma by identifying patterns in how operators encrypted message keys twice. Rejewski found that only scrambler settings determined pattern structure, reducing the problem from 10 trillion possible keys to 105,456 scrambler combinations. When German upgrades overwhelmed Polish resources in 1939, they shared their work with British and French allies. At Bletchley Park, which grew to 7,000 staff, Alan Turing developed methods to counter the Enigma's plugboard. The resulting intelligence, codenamed Ultra, provided crucial advantages, disrupting German logistics, guiding Allied operations, and revealing troop positions before D-Day. Without it, the war might have extended to 1948. After the war, Bletchley Park was dismantled and its records destroyed. Turing, denied recognition and persecuted for his homosexuality, lost his security clearance and underwent forced treatment. He died by suicide in 1954 at 42. While British forces tackled Enigma, American troops in the Pacific needed a different solution. Machine ciphers proved impractical in jungle warfare, where English communications were vulnerable to educated Japanese soldiers. Philip Johnston, who grew up among the Navajo, proposed using their complex language for military communications. The Marines developed a specialized Navajo vocabulary for military terms, using natural metaphors, birds for planes, fish for ships, and guns that squat for mortars. The 420 Navajo code talkers transmitted vital messages flawlessly during combat, proving crucial in battles like Iwo Jima. Their unbreakable code remains one of history's most successful. Unlike military encryption, archaeologists face the challenge of decoding languages without context. The most notable success was Egyptian hieroglyphics, lost for millennia until Christianity supplanted these ancient scripts. The 1799 discovery of the Rosetta Stone, with its trilingual inscription in Greek, Demotic, and hieroglyphics, provided the key to understanding. Computer technology revolutionized cryptography after World War II. Unlike mechanical systems, computers could simulate complex virtual ciphers, operate at unprecedented speeds, and process binary digits instead of letters. A critical challenge remained: the key distribution problem. Both parties needed the same encryption key for secure communication, forcing businesses to rely on costly physical courier systems. In 1976, Whitfield Diffie and Martin Hellman made a breakthrough. They proved two parties could establish a shared secret key without meeting. Their system used one-way functions and modular arithmetic to let communicators derive an identical key while making it computationally impossible for eavesdroppers to determine it. Diffie then conceived asymmetric key cryptography, where encryption and decryption used different keys. Rivest, Shamir, and Adelman implemented this in the RSA cipher, which exploits the difficulty of factoring large numbers to create an effectively unbreakable system. We live in what Phil Zimmerman calls a golden age of cryptography, where modern ciphers remain virtually unbreakable. Yet this advantage may not last forever. The quantum computer could threaten all current ciphers, while quantum cryptography offers the possibility of unbreakable encryption guaranteed by the laws of physics themselves. Like biological evolution, codes either adapt or become extinct when codebreakers expose their weaknesses. Today's encryption provides the essential security of the information age, though this creates tension between privacy advocates and law enforcement. As digital communications become increasingly vulnerable to interception, the ancient battle between codemakers and codebreakers continues, with privacy, security, and freedom hanging in the balance.